If somebody can walk away from your life, let them walk away. You shouldn't have to convince anybody to love you. If they can walk, let them go. If they leave you, it means they're not attached to your future. Some of you, you are taking too much time trying to convince people to love you that do not matter. Some of you are taking way too much time tolerating and trying to get people engaged that don't matter, that don't care, that are never ever going to help you get into your destiny. What if I told you that some of the rejection you have been facing in your life, it's because people are jealous of what's on your life? What if I told you that the rejection is simply an indication that you got favor on your life? God is getting ready to do something in your life. You just got to understand there's more to know. There's more to know.
Move on. Straight up, move on. Forget them. They are lying and they are untrustworthy, so move on. That person is not who you thought they were, right? They are not who you thought they were. The idea that this person was a trustworthy, faithful companion is not true. It is not true. That person does not exist. They didn't exist and they don't exist. It was in your head. It was in your head that this person was trustworthy and they were everything you wanted them to be and they were a faithful companion. That is a lie. They are not that person. They have proved it. They have proved it by their actions. Be thankful that you were able to learn before you invested more into this person. Be thankful that you found out when you did that this person was a liar, that this person was unfaithful, was untrustworthy. Be thankful that you know it.
And hear me when I tell you this. When people can walk away from you, let them walk. When people can walk away from you, let them walk.
Everything you're going through is preparing you for what you ask God for. You just got to quit tripping while you're in the process, because the process is necessary. You may not see it now, but when he gets you on the other side of it, you're going to see exactly why it went that way, and you're going to be okay with it. But quit tripping during the process. Oh Lord, why me? You ain't the only one. Oh Lord, why me? You ain't the only one. Oh Lord, why I lose my job? You ain't the only one unemployed. Oh Lord, why he leave me? You ain't the first chick got left. Lord, if I could just stay with him a little bit longer, maybe you don't need him. Maybe he the reason you ain't got nothing now. Well, I don't want to leave him because I've been with him 8 years. Well, hold up. Whoa, whoa, whoa. You want 8 more years of this? Let his monkey ass go. But now, God can't give you what you want, because you want to hold on to what you got. You all in the way. Now you telling him how to bless you. You can't tell God how to bless you. It's a simple process. The only reason I'm telling you this, because this is how I made it. I just do me. I'm just being me. I stay uniquely who I am, because you are okay just the way you are, because God made you uniquely who you are. He wanted you to be just like you are.
God uses people to help move us toward our destiny. But here's the key. You can't become so dependent on people that you're getting your worth and value out of how they treat you. It's easy to become addicted to compliments, addicted to encouragement, addicted to them cheering you on. Now you rely on them to keep you feeling good about yourself, to always be there to validate you, to make you feel approved. Like a drug, if they don't keep you fixed, meet all your expectations, you get discouraged, feel inferior, work overtime to try to win their approval. If you rely on people, you'll be disappointed. People will let you down. People will get busy and not be there when you need it. Sometimes people will even turn on you. Quit relying on people. What they do or don't do doesn't determine your worth.
of people want to forgive, but they don't know how to do it.
The other thing that you have to learn is when you hold on to your history, you do it at the expense of your destiny.
So if people can understand that as long as they don't forgive, they're poisoning themselves. It's like hating somebody who's hurt you is like taking poison hoping they'll die. It's like me being mad at somebody who hurt me that's out having a good time and don't even care that I'm mad. That doesn't hurt them.
Any of you think forgiving means accepting what has happened to you? Well, it is accepting that it has happened to you. Not accepting that it was okay for it to happen. It is accepting that it has happened, and now what do I do about it? Forgiving is giving up the hope, not holding on, hoping, wishing that it could have been any other way than it actually was. Giving up the hope that the past would be any different. And when I got that, I think it took me to the next level of being a better person.
God will leave you by yourself until you learn how to be by yourself. You have to learn how to be by yourself, and sometimes being alone does not necessarily mean being lonely. You mean? Because see, if you ain't ready to be by yourself, then people will really make a fool out of you. Because if you don't know how to be alone, people will be able to run any kind of game on you they want. Because they can threaten you by walking out the door.
Right, right.
If you don't do this, I'ma leave. If you don't deal with this, I'ma leave. Sometimes God will leave you by yourself until you... If that is your truth in your heart that you don't want to be with her. What's wrong with it is when you don't tell her. You understand? You take her options away from her because you don't tell her. Tell her you don't want to be with her. Ain't nothing wrong. Life is too short to be sitting around there, and I'd be damned if I'm going to sit there and beg somebody to be with
I hope out of everything that you heard today, you can find some kind of motivation that makes you want to be a better person. That makes you never want to settle for anything in life. And if nothing else, remember what I always tell you. If nobody has told you today that they love you, I'm telling you that I love you. Always do your best. Always be your best. Because at the end of the day, nobody can tell you what you should feel about anything, how you should act in certain situations. You always, and I repeat, always have to do what's best for you, because at the end of the day, nobody else is going to do that for you. You guys have a great day. As always, I love you. I hope you're having a great week so far. I know it's only Wednesday, it's hump day, but hopefully you can get over that hump. Tomorrow's Thursday. Always remember, keep God first, keep yourself right behind that, and anybody else that you care about and you love, you can keep them in there somewhere as well. But always remember, love yourself, because ain't nobody going to love you like you're going to love you. And always remember, keep God first, because when times get tough or times get rough, or even when times are going good, make sure you always thank Him, because it can always be worse. I can't stress that enough. It can always be worse. I love you. Have a good night. Thank you.
No matter what you're going through, I know that you can stand, for your life is in His hands.
I know that I can stand.
No matter what comes my way.
No matter.